As long as you are here, you will be put to work.
Yes, sir!
That long one in the gold. Wow. Is that bad, is it? He's not bad at all.
Just let me have him for a few days.
Come, man. You,
play football. Eat your gob shut. Stum.
Right, lads. This is Bert from Bradford. We're going to try him out in goals.
What's up with Bert from Bradford's neck?
It's a war wound. Poor lad can hardly speak.
You've gone mad. He's a fucking German.
This lad could save us from relegation.
This is not about football. He's a bloody Nazi. He raised his arm like the others and shouted Heil Hitler. Maybe you'd have raised yours if it stopped the team getting relegated.
I'm not some kind of monster.
You think you just come here and play some football and everything's forgiven and forgotten? Instead of going out dancing, we had to spend our evenings in a bomb shelter.
I'd rather have danced with you than stood on the battlefield. Football is also just a kind of dancing.
No, it's not. It's barbaric.
What did Thompson want?
Hello, David. How are you?
Hi, I'm very good. How are you doing?
Yeah, great. Thanks. I appreciate you taking the time.
Brilliant.
To talk to you today.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, first things first, I really enjoyed the film. It's an incredible true story about Bert Trautmann. Now, it's funny because I watched the film and I didn't realise it was a true story. And then I'm watching it going, oh, that's pretty well done. And then I did some Googling and it was. Because there's things in that film where you look at it and you're like, nah, that can't be real. And then you Google it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So it's an incredible story. Did you know about Bert before taking on the role?
No, to be honest, I didn't know about him, or I haven't heard his name before, which I was very surprised about, because, as you said, it's such an incredible story. And I remember when the director and the producer of the film, when I met with them the first time, and they told me about it, and that they wanted to make a film about it, and I was immediately drawn to the material, and I thought, wow, this is such a great story for the cinema, because it has so many different aspects in it, and it has this aspect of sports, and then of history and reconciliation as well, and it's this love story, and I immediately wanted to be part of it. And I was also very surprised that that I haven't heard of his name before, and that he's not that well known in Germany. Exactly.
Yeah, well, it's surprising because like I'm in Australia, obviously, and in all honesty, in Australia we don't really, I didn't really learn much about the Nazis and Hitler and all that, the occupation and much in school. Like, there was bits of it, but not that much. And so I've learned most of my history about that time through the movies I've watched. So for me to watch a movie like this and know about these prisoners of war who got these German soldiers that got basically they're prisoners, and then this soccer match, and like it's something that I never would have thought would happen. So it's one of those stories where you sit back and watch and you go, okay, well that's really cool. Like, and just the relationship between you and Freya on screen as well. That was Margaret. That was a really nice relationship. Did you have much rehearsal or prep time before you started filming to get to know her a bit more?
We had a very long audition process for this movie. So I went to London and I played with a lot of actresses, and I remember when she came into the room and she did the scene, and I was looking at the face of the director, and he was smiling with me with a big smile on his face, and he was like, "I think we found our Margaret," and he was immediately sure that she's the perfect Margaret, and he was absolutely right, and it was a joy to work with her, and she's a very, very talented actress, and I think we're going to see a lot from her in the future.
Well, it looks like you two had a lot of fun filming the scene. Like, it is also pretty funny, the film as well, even though from about, I don't know, 60% into the film, it takes a bit of a curveball and starts smacking you in the face with all this full-on stuff. But because I was sitting there watching it going, oh, this is a nice film. He's done this. And I'm like, wow, this is happening now. And I was like, this guy can't get it. Did you go watch some footage of Bert? How did you get into the mindset of Bert?
To be honest, I tried to get hold of every footage that's out there, and it was a completely different time media-wise, so it was very difficult to find anything from him when he was younger, when he was a younger player for Manchester City, when they didn't have a lot of filmed interviews. I mean, there's a lot of interviews from him when he was older and when he was talking about his life remembering kind of, and I watched all of these videos from him. And then of course there's some footage from the games as well, which was very important because the director really tried to, get the way how they played football then on screen, because he was very precise with the plays we did on the pitch, and then of course it was a lot of reading. There's a couple of autobiographies that I read a couple of times, to be honest. So it was mostly that. So there's so I have his essence, and then I can go into every scene that is in the script and I play the scene as him and as he would, in my opinion, play it. And that was very important for me because it's not a documentary in that sense, because it's a fiction film, and there's a couple of moments which of course we invented, but we still wanted to deliver his essence. And then and that was very important. And then the biggest compliment of so far was actually by his son, Mark Troutman, who is still alive. And I've met him during the press tour in England, and he really liked the film, and he really liked the way I portrayed his father, and that was very moving for me to hear.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that would have been great.
So
how are your goalie skills?
to be honest, it's a couple of years ago when we shot the film, so I'm not sure how they are now. At the time, they were pretty good. It was great fun because I played football in my youth as well. Probably like 10 years, but I was never a goalkeeper. So I had an amazing goalkeeping coach who really showed me the basics of a goalkeeper. And then I went there. I did all the preparation in Berlin. So I went there to a football stadium and felt like a football pro, soccer pro, which was great fun because it was when I was younger, I always had two different dreams what I want to become when I'm older, and which was, one was either football pro or actor, and now I could combine both.
Oh, there you go, you've achieved both now. What was the production like on this film? Like, it was a pretty long shoot, wasn't it?
It felt like it was, the preparation and for this film was longer because we had a couple of times we had to postpone the shooting because of financing issues, but then when we started to shoot and you're in your role and you have the other cast member, which is really an amazing cast, to be honest. It was so so amazing actors, like Gary Lewis, for example, was doing a small part. John Henshaw, of course, who was playing Jack Fryer, and Harry Melling as well, who was playing Smythe. And there's so many great actors in the film. So when you're in the process, it doesn't feel like such a long time. I just remember, because I had to have what really felt very long to me was the hours I had to spend in the gym during the shooting, because I had a personal trainer who gave me this plan I had to do during the shooting, and I had to stick to it, and so every second day I had to go to the gym, and those hours, they felt very long.
Yeah, I bet they did. It's funny, because I was sitting down doing a little bit of research before I talked to you, and I just realized it's been 11 years since The Reader. And it's been 11 years since The Reader came out.
Yeah. Yeah, long time.
And that was the first film that I saw you in.
Yeah.
And I also saw you in War Horse and a couple of others as well, but it's just incredible how it's been 11 years. Like, in my head, I was like, oh, no, I saw that film 5 or 6 years ago. But it's 11 years.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. And you still look the same. So there you go.
Yeah.
Looking at your German water over there. But did you notice, obviously The Reader was a pretty big film, and it was nominated for awards, and you got to star opposite Kate Winslet. And did you notice a bit of a shift in your life and your career after that film?
Yes, of course. I mean, I got a lot of attention through this film also, you know, especially also in Germany. And it was a big movie. It's for me as well. It was only my third film I did at the time. I've done two German films before this one. So, I was really in the process of, you know, getting to know this job, you know, the job as an actor. And it was very special, but at the same time, it was like, you know, it was really, I had the chance to learn from so many great people. So, and I had the chance to work with Stephen Daldry and of course the actress Kate Winslet and then be part of such a big international production. And it was you know, at the time I was very, you know, inexperienced, but I think it's experience in this job really helps in every different aspect.
Oh, definitely. And then obviously you've done a mix of films, like obviously German films and English films, etc. Is there any genre of film that you would love to do that you haven't had a chance to do yet?
Yeah, do you know, I'm sorry, there's a helicopter now just on top of me. It's very loud. Actually, to be honest, I'm doing my first comedy this year, and I'm really excited about it, because I've never done a comedy before.
Okay.
And this is the first time.
I think you'll do all right with that.
Yeah,
you'll be fine with that. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, but it's like I've never been part of one, so it's a good. It feels like it's a good challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, you also recently wrapped, by what I read, was Netflix's first German original film. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Yeah. We've just wrapped that, yeah.
How was that? Was that good?
Yeah, I mean, that was great, to be honest. It was it's strange, because the times have changed so much. It's like, it really felt like, okay, now this film, definitely all my friends are going to see that one, so I better have to be good, you know?
Yeah, better lift your game.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. because so many people have a Netflix account, and it's worldwide as well, and they're doing a lot of original productions now. They're just starting to do like those Netflix films in Germany as well, and this is actually the first one, and so it probably will have a lot of attention. But it was good fun. It was a great part. It was something that I haven't really done before, and I haven't seen anything of the film yet, so I can't really say what exactly the film's going to be like, but I'm really looking forward to see the rough edit or something.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm going to let you go. I really appreciate you having chatted me today. I'm sure The Keeper will go really well when it comes out in Australia, and yous are really great in it. So I look forward to everyone here to be able to see it.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much.
And thanks very much, David. Appreciate it.
He wants me to come to Man City for a trial. You were awarded several medals, including the Iron Cross.
You have an Iron Cross.
It doesn't mean anything.
How is this marriage supposed to work? You have to trust me. I didn't know him as a soldier. I only know him as a man. If you look past the fact he's German, you'd see he's just someone doing his best to put the past behind him.
Play for the people who have accepted you. Play for your son. Go out there and give something back.